home, come on home, come on home, come on home. Yeah, Tokyo's the town that I love the best. East, maybe east and west, maybe west. Forget about the twain, it'll drive you insane and teach you things you never knew before.
Just a high buff, please. No polish.
You have very strong hands, sir.
Oh, thank you, Klinger. My father gave them to me for graduation. He had to. Mom gave me a pen and pencil set.
I sure wish I was going with you. Tokyo's the greatest.
In just a few short hours, these hands will be hopelessly in love with some young lady of the geisha persuasion.
That runs into money.
No, not really. A full evening with a Japanese hostess comes only about $30. Of course, batteries are extra. Very nice. You really do a good job, Klinger.
Well, I'm not just another pretty face.
You're a rat for not taking me to Tokyo with you.
I'm a married man, honey. I only go out with girls that don't know that.
They're off again.
Only one thing on their pleasure-depraved minds. Debauchery. Lust.
What was that, Frank?
Fine ambassadors for the medical profession. First, they'll check into some sleazy little hotel, probably shower, freshen up. White people of that type do, and then they'll go down to the bar. Dark little pickup place, and there'll be those girls with tight satin skirts perched up on high bar stools, sitting there with their legs crossed, and these two lechers will slither up to them, and you know.
What, Frank? What do I know?
Hey, what are you going to miss around here the least?
I think looking down and seeing a rat using my shoelace for dental floss. You?
Be nice to go for 3 days without amputating anything.
3 days without shaking hands with somebody's gallbladder.
For your divine help in granting us this sabbatical, we give thanks, O Lord.
You rang?
I didn't know he made house calls.
Well, Tokyo, here you come, I see.
We're off to see the wizard.
And who's that?
How do we know? We haven't met her yet.
I hate to interfere with your rest and relaxation. But I do have a short shopping list from some of the gang. And, of course, the filthy lucre to pay for same.
What do we got here?
Oh, the usual. Cameras, lenses, watches.
A training bra?
Can't be for anybody we know.
Klinger, understandably, there's some gaps in my education. What exactly is a training bra?
It's just like an ordinary one, only it has two little wheels in back.
Well, have a nice trip, boys. Be good. And if you can't be good, be careful.
Are we lucky to have such a nice father?
It's for the trip.
Oh, I thought you were signaling a left and a right turn.
I have to remember that.
Why don't you watch? Where the hell?
Oh, I'm sorry, Father. I thought you were a regular person.
What?
Are you guys going to be at the Daiichi Hotel? I mean, I may have to call you in case things start jumping back here at the ranch.
We're kind of off the Daiichi, Henry. Too near the railroad. Noisy.
They asked you not to come back, right?
They said we were too loud. Some of the guests complained they couldn't hear the railroad.
Look, either of you clowns know Yamashita Street in Tokyo?
Yeah, sure. It runs parallel to the Ginza.
That's right. There's a Japanese restaurant right on the corner.
Hey, how about that? They got a Japanese restaurant in Tokyo.
And there's a bookshop next door.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Now, they got this package for me. Just give them this, $34, and say you're Orville Carver.
Who's Orville Carver, Henry?
Well, they think I am. But they've never seen me, so they'll think either one of you guys is.
What's in the package, Henry?
Japanese prints, old ones. I mean, some things never change. I get my drift.
Henry, you have all the subtlety of a community bedpan.
Let's get the prints.
Excuse me, sirs.
You got a shopping list, Radar?
Want us to buy you a new pair of glasses at the dime store?
How about another pair of Dr. Denton's?
I see they came out with a new power flap.
Sign here, Colonel.
Radar, I spent the entire morning signing my name. Now, why didn't you have me sign this while I was signing all those other things I was signing my name to, which I didn't know why I was signing them either?
Signing.
Sir, this is new business. A whole truckload of plasma just rolled in.
Oh, great.
Terrific.
Every time we get a new truckload of plasma, we get a truckload of wounded to pump it into.
Well, let's go, Radar. We'll have a bunch of shot-up kids showing up soon. Won't need this.
Better suit up, guys.
Whatever you say, Orville.
Thank you.
close that. Let's go.
Please remember the sponge count, girls. You too, Mr. Quang.
Yes, Major.
I should be in Tokyo now, up to my pectorals in warm water, surfacing only occasionally to be fed raw fish by a pretty little oriental.
Give me the heavier silk.
I'm sorry, Doctor. Here.
Boy, I'd sure love to send my hips out for a walk.
Come on, give me that. Let's go, nurse. Let's not make a big thing out of it.
Okay, wrap this one to go, Mr. Quang.
Yes, Doctor.
Hello, Toots. What are you doing after the war?
Don't be a wise guy, sir.
Hiya. This guy's got a simple laceration. He can wait.
I'm causing a routine flesh wound here.
Henry, who's on triage?
Hold it. I've got a bowel that's talking back to me here.
Here.
I didn't ask for this.
Well, I thought you would need it.
Well, then I probably do. Frank volunteered. Figures.
Frank would volunteer for a firing squad. Or to be in front of it.
Or both.
Colonel, I protest this attack on Major Byrne's character in his absence.
Actually, we're attacking his absence of character.
No kidding, Henry. We got to start getting our casualties in here in the right priority.
No question.
You can do this, Major.
I'm not sterile.
Congratulations.
Okay, man, hustle, hustle, hustle. Let's move it, let's move it. And back here on the double.
We'll have you to the OR. Touché.
Father, this is a medical situation. We're busy in here.
Oh, I'm just wetting his lips, Major.
Well, wet him somewhere else.
Frank, what are you doing?
Oh, what do you mean, what am I doing? I'm doing my duty, that's what I'm doing.
Oh, really? Got a good ingrown toenail case? Anybody with adenoids, diaper rash?
Get off this bus, Captain.
The purpose of triage, Major, is to select patients for immediate surgery.
Who are you teaching me medicine now? That's rich.
Why do you keep sending us cases that can wait?
Listen, hotshot, I'm a pretty fair doctor myself. Ask any of my patients.
We can't dig people up just for that. This man's got a chest wound. He ought to be in OR right now.
He happens to be Chinese.
Then we'll operate with chopsticks. Gorman, get this guy inside.
Now, don't you dare, and that's an order.
I'm busy now, Frank. I'll take your order later.
I remind you, Captain Pierce, Army standard triage procedure is as follows. American wounded first, allies second, enemy last. Repeat, last.
Frank, that man is bleeding more than anybody in here, with the possible exception of your nose if you don't get out of my way. Let's go. Get him inside.
Now, what you're doing is mutiny. I'm command of this bus.
Mutiny on the bus. It was a B movie. They couldn't afford a bounty. Alan Jenkins played the bus driver.
Attention, all personnel. Battle action has terminated. No incoming wounded. Colonel Blake commends the unit and invites everyone to have a drink. Dutch treat.
Oh, coffee's up.
Fine. Pour it in my ear.
Come on.
I don't want any. I'll take two lumps with mine.
I got a casualty count before we left OR. You want to know how many cases we handled in the last 36 hours?
No, not really.
473. I think that's an all-timer. We did 18 laparotomies, 21 busted femurs, 16 bowel
Captain,
resections.
Can we put a lid on the shop talk, please?
You know, for once, I agree with him.
I said that.
I know. Let me have some more of that sugar, only this time no coffee.
I've got to talk to y'all.
Sorry, Henry. We've thought it over and we're quitting.
Yeah, we got a better offer from another war. Saturdays and Sundays off and we don't have to do windows.
Read this.
Read this.
Read this.
Well, blow my nose. Colonel, is this true?
Radar took the call. It came in on the radio. It's from the Chinese.
The Chinese called us?
They're probably dying for some American takeout food.
No, they've got 9 shot-up GIs on their side of the line, and they need more attention than the Chinese can handle. So they're willing to have us come and get them. And here are the conditions. 1 vehicle, a driver, doctors, a corpsman only, no guns, not even sidearms. The pickup point is a place called Rainbow Bridge. It's 50 miles inside their territory.
It's a trap.
Absolutely. They're savages.
I say we should go.
When are you going to learn about Chinese treachery? Didn't Pearl Harbor teach you anything?
It could be a trap.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm afraid this is what you call your command decision. It's lonely at the top time. Strictly something for your leader.
Well, Henry?
Oh, golly. Whatever you people decide is fine with me.
Have a drink.
No, wait a minute.
Hold it. We are all doctors, with one notable exception. We have no choice but to go pick them up.
He's right. The Chinese have no antibiotics, no real surgical setup. Their way of treating a simple fracture is by amputation.
Well, boo-hoo for the Chinese. They're pretty clever when they want to be. They invented gunpowder, spaghetti, pigtails.
Little Feet for Women by Louisa May Alcott.
The Major's point is that they're trying to suck us into a situation and set us up for a wipeout.
Spaghetti?
This map would make Rainbow Bridge, sir. There it is in blue.
Right next to Boardwalk and Park Place.
This thing here that looks like somebody's belly is China.
That can't be 20 miles from their border. Jumping butterballs.
Right in the middle of the Yellow Horde's ballpark.
Frank?
Hmm?
If you say Yellow Horde one more time while the war is still in motion, I'm going to cut out your tongue and use it for a pen wiper.
You still won't face reality, will you? Perfect ambush country. Knock a few MASH doctors off and break down the morale of our brave, freckle-faced kids at the front.
Can I please say something?
Anything but Yellow Horde.
That's his.
I'm not unfamiliar with the Chinese approach to war.
Her father fought in France in World War I.
Ambush to one side, I think we must consider the possibility of capture, torture, brainwashing, and yes, even rape.
Rape a doctor?
I'll hit him with my purse.
Radar, could I get a cup of coffee, please?
Anybody else? How about you, ma'am, sir?
I don't know. Going up there without any protection might just be asking for it.
Henry, we know the Chinese are more decent with our wounded than the North Koreans.
Yeah, they know we give their wounded a break.
I think it's a real offer.
Yeah, but if it's not, if you guys get killed, I'll never hear the end of it.
Cream without sugar, sugar without cream, and black without cream and no sugar.
Henry?
Radar, I'll need a driver and a corpsman.
Volunteer, sir?
Thank you, Radar. I knew I could count on you.
Colonel Blake, I would like to go on record.
We would.
That's right. She and me. We. You have made a disastrous decision.
Well, what do you want? It's his first one. He'll get better.
Henry.
Sir?
You.
Well, excuse me, but I think you volunteered me a little quick there.
Pair of fools for going. Grandstand play, that's what it is.
Mock heroics.
I've never seen anything mocker.
Then again, can I be frank, Frank?
Margaret, I feel that if we absolutely have to, we can be honest with each other.
Then I think you should consider going along. It could mean a citation, maybe even a promotion.
But what about the danger? I've got to be honest. I'm afraid of death.
Nobody's crazy about it, Frank. But sometimes it's necessary.
Well, there is another consideration. I'm a married man.
No kidding. I'd forgotten. You haven't mentioned her for 3 or 4 hours.
Well, talking about my wife is really hitting me below the belt at a time like this.
Frank, there isn't a man in this war who isn't afraid. Including me. But what you've got to do is harness that great mass of cowardly energy you have.
Margaret, you're so good for me. You just have to talk and it gets my gumption up.
Just a big grown-up boy, aren't you? Take a gun along, Frank.
What?
Just in case.
But they said not to, not even sidearms.
Who said, Frank? The Chinese, Frank. Are we taking orders from the Chinese now, Frank? Was my mother's. Dad gave it to her on their wedding night.
He must have loved her very much. To my little shot from her big shot. Your loving husband, Lieutenant Colonel Alvin F. Houlihan, Regular Army.
Keep it hidden, Frank. Nobody has to know.
If I shouldn't come back,
Kiss me, Frank.
You better put the gun on safety.
Come on, George.
How we doing, Trap?
We got a ton of stuff. We could stay on the road for weeks.
Suits me. I don't want to open on Broadway until we're ready.
Just stay on this ROP radar and nothing will happen to you.
Yes, sir.
You're going to be fine, radar.
The Chinese are very fond of miniatures.
Cut it out, sir. I'm no scarier than you are.
You're in a lot of trouble.
Corporal Klinger, volunteering for corpsman duty, sir.
Really, Klinger?
Terrific.
What the hell? Maybe I can get out for bravery. I'm sure not making it for nutsery.
Come on, I'll show you the map.
Hypocrites, at 3 o'clock, over.
Colonel Blake, Major Burns is here to volunteer for this extremely dangerous and patriotic mission.
Is that right, Frank?
You heard me.
Welcome aboard, Frank.
We knew you'd want to be where the action is, you big monkey.
If I don't come back, honey, be sure that our son Henry gets a good education.
Oh, but...
As for me, I think Ralph Bellamy said it best when he said, if I can't get the girl, at least give me more money.
Time's wasting, guys.
Good luck.
I'm not going.
Hold it, boys! Just want to wish you all the best.
Right on the ball.
Lord, bless this mission of mercy. Protect these brave men and return them safely with their charges. Amen.
Thanks, Father.
He's really very good, isn't he?
Tops.
I feel guilty. We tried to get Pat O'Brien.
And sashimi and some clean sheets. So oh, come on, oh, come on, oh, come on, oh. Tokyo's a town that I love the best. East, maybe east and west, maybe west. Forget about the twain, it'll drive you insane and teach you things you never knew.
Keep your eyes open. We're getting close. Hey, stop! Stop!
I think our table is ready.
Radar, you and Klinger hang back. Those are Russian burp guns. They fire 30 rounds a second.
Thank you, Dr. Morrell.
It's a good thing I brought a piece.
A piece of what, Frank?
A gun, you jerk. I got it stuck in my belt.
Frank, if they find that gun on you, they're going to play Mahjong with our teeth later.
Frank, are you out of what's left of your mind?
Now, if this aren't anything, I'll take out the officer and you disarm the ones with the guns.
Bite your Mao Tse tongue. Keep it out of sight.
I'd like to see my wife again.
I'd like to see anybody's wife again.
I'm Dr. Ling Tan, Army of the People's Republic.
I'm Dr. Pierce.
Dr. Burns?
Dr. McIntyre.
We're doctors, too. All three of us. We three.
Hi.
Here's a list of your wounded. All require more medical attention than we can provide.
You speak very good English, Doctor.
University of Illinois.
No kidding. Our commanding officer went to Illinois.
There's no need for us to get friendly here.
Henry Blake. About 6'3", narrow shoulders, big hips, sort of shaped like a pear.
Better do it.
If you have observed our conditions, the procedure is as follows. You will bring your vehicle across bridge slowly. Li Cheng!
Frank! Come on, let's have it.
Have what?
Give it to them, Frank, before they give us a .32 caliber enema.
What's the matter with you guys? You're going to side with me or the R.E.D.?
Frank, the R.E.D. speaks English better than Y.O.U. do.
You have violated the agreed conditions. Your wounded will remain with us. Chen Jin!
Doctor, come on, hold it!
Wait a minute. Look, you're doing something decent in the middle of a giant indecency. Don't endanger 9 men just because some idiot wants to do his General Custer impersonation.
Yeah, Doctor, don't blow it now.
Is it not enough that your planes harass us day and night? It makes it impossible for me to treat my own people. We make a civilized gesture and you respond by coming here with a gun ready to shoot us down.
All right, Frank, come on, give it up.
What the hell is that?
Comes with a box of Cracker Jacks. It's also a whistle.
Lena!
Lena! Klinger, come on!
Okay.
Come on, get up there and get something, will you, Frank?
No, okay. Frank, come on.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, Tokyo, they got some sake and sashimi and some clean sheets. Oh, kimono.
Boy, I don't mind telling you now, boy, I was really scared on that bridge. Here, if they take you prisoner, they hit you in places that are better left unhit. Oh, you guys were really great with those casualties, though. You know, I was thinking I'd like to be a doctor when I get back to the real world. But I don't like being around sick people that much, so I guess that would be a drawback. I'm packing your pajamas. Maybe I shouldn't even bother, huh? You guys are really something. I don't know how you do it. I mean, 16 hours to surgery, 36 hours before that, trip to the bridge and back, and now you're going to Tokyo.
Well,
if you ask me, you guys are like supermen. You're all set.